This is an audiobook of the 84th Grand Conclave, narrated by the International Executive Director, John Howard.
I greet you in the name of our God, from whom all blessings flow. It is with deep respect and honor that I present this detailed account of the 84th Grand Conclave of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Incorporated. This report is prepared under the Constitution and enduring fraternal bylaws of Omega Psi Phi as specified in Article 4, Section 1, Subsection F. This gathering marked a momentous occasion in the fraternity's history, convening under the theme, A Conclave with a Purpose. The conclave was held in Tampa, Florida from June 26 to July 2, 2024. Official business took place at the Tampa Convention Center with supplemental events hosted at the JW Marriott Tampa and Marriott Water Street. This report serves as a supplement to the official minutes and reports provided by our Grand Keeper of Records and Seal, the Grand Marshal, and the Grand Keeper of Finance. During this gathering, we achieved historic milestones that underscore the strength and unity of our brotherhood. Among these were record-breaking attendance, efforts toward economic empowerment in the Tampa community, initiatives addressing critical social justice issues, and comprehensive fraternity actions that strengthen our mission. It is my hope that this report provides valuable insight into the achievements and resolutions of this historic event. The 84th Grand Conclave of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Incorporated, achieved a historic milestone in attendance with an astounding 8,457 registrants. This remarkable turnout is a testament to the enduring commitment of our members and the legacy of our founders, who faced similar societal challenges on the campus of Howard University in 1911. Through thoughtful discussions with Grand Basilisk Brother Ricky Lewis and 10th District Representative Brother Sean Long, the theme, A Conclave with a Purpose, was born, reminding us to unite. In the face of adversity, let us now break down the composition of registrants. Graduate members, 6,036. Undergraduate members, 876. Virtual attendees, 837. Weekend experience participants, 232. Advisors, 175. Committee chairman and vice chairman, 51. Supreme Council members, 23. International scholars, 16. Former Grand Basile, 3. 60-year members, 96. This Grand Conclave was hosted in the 7th District, which encompasses Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. And under the exceptional leadership of District Representative Brother Christopher Brooks and the Pi Iota chapter, local brothers from several chapters collaborated seamlessly to deliver an exceptional experience for attendees. Attendees hailed from across our districts, demonstrating the fraternity's far-reaching influence and unity. District by district attendance breakdown. First district, 109. Second district, 880. Third district, 663. Fourth district, 281. Fifth district, 417. Sixth district, 953. Seventh district, 2,492. Eighth district, 201. Ninth district, 1,179. 10th District, 632. 12th District, 400. 13th District, 201. At large, members, 49. This extraordinary gathering represents a unified body of brothers and friends from diverse regions. Together, they reaffirm their commitment to the fraternity's values and purpose. Economic empowerment. The 84th Grand Conclave of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Incorporated, demonstrated an unwavering commitment to its mission of uplifting communities and fostering economic empowerment. The event underscored the fraternity's dedication to supporting local black business professionals and the broader minority community. By intentionally collaborating with Black-owned enterprises, the fraternity measured and quantified its economic contributions to the city of Tampa. The Tampa community felt the vibrant presence of Omega Men and their guests. From bustling restaurants to thriving nightlife, our attendees brought energy, pride, and most importantly, economic support to local establishments. Let's take a closer look at the measurable outcomes of our economic impact. Attendee spending, $11,440,643. Fraternity spending, $2,210,798. Exhibitor spending, $4,027,899. Altogether, the total business sales reached an astonishing $19,162,643. Beyond these direct contributions, the conclave supported 2,750 jobs and indirectly supported a total of 3,549 jobs throughout the Tampa Bay area. This culminated in a staggering total economic impact of $30,902,730. During the conclave, the buying power of Omega Psi Phi fraternity was truly on full display, with the city of Tampa experiencing a significant 18.4% increase in community spending compared to the prior 4 weeks. In particular, Omega Men and their guests increased sales in dining by 35% and in nightlife by 22.8%, showcasing our fraternity's commitment to fully engaging with the local economy. Black-owned businesses across Tampa flourished, proudly displaying the colors of purple and gold, with many reporting double or triple their usual sales. This conclave was not just a celebration, it was a statement. A statement of economic empowerment, unity, and the transformative impact of Omega Psi Phi. Social Action Report. Under the leadership of International Social Action Chairman Brother Derek Ivory, the 84th Grand Conclave was guided by a purpose-driven focus, enriching lives and empowering communities. Omega Psi Phi has long been a beacon of activism and civic engagement, and this conclave was no exception. Let's explore some of the key social action initiatives undertaken during this historic event. The fraternity hosted 5 community forums in Florida cities leading up to the conclave, with a final forum held in Tampa on June 27th. These gatherings tackled pressing community issues such as voting rights, policy education, and strategies for civic engagement. Local chapters worked tirelessly to develop agendas that educated residents on how to hold elected officials accountable and advocate for policies that serve the community's best interests. To amplify these efforts, the fraternity partnered with organizations like the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and faith-based groups to host early voting drives under the initiative Souls to the Polls. Additionally, Omega Psi Phi launched an ambitious voter education campaign titled Show Up and Vote in 24. This initiative emphasized the importance of voting the entire ballot, from local amendments to federal races. Another highlight was the Omega Book Drive, where the fraternity collected and distributed 8,400 books. These works, focusing on African American history and culture, were donated to urban libraries, schools, and community organizations, empowering future generations with knowledge and cultural pride. On June 28th, the fraternity hosted a youth symposium at the Tampa Convention Center, designed for high school students in grades 9 through 12. The event focused on the theme, Strategies for the Future, how youth advocacy, resiliency, and diversity create success in the 21st century. The symposium featured a dynamic panel moderated by civil rights attorney and TV personality Charles Coleman Jr., with notable participants such as comedian and activist D.L. Hewley and former WWE superstar Thaddeus Bullard, known to many as Titus O'Neill. The fraternity also hosted a silent march and rally at Curtis Hickson Park. This powerful event served as a visible protest against The removal of Black history from school curricula, laws banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and policies restricting voting rights. Financial literacy was another cornerstone of the conclave's social action efforts. Through panel discussions and workshops, attendees explored topics such as building generational wealth, understanding personal money management, and accessing home ownership. These sessions, led by industry experts, were streamed online to ensure accessibility for a broader audience. The 84th Grand Conclave was not just a gathering, it was a movement. A movement to inspire change, uplift communities, and honor the legacy of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Pre-conclave programs. The 84th Grand Conclave began with a series of impactful pre-conclave programs that showcased Omega Psi Phi's commitment to mentorship, education, and professional development. Among these initiatives was the Omega International Youth Leadership Conference, spearheaded by Brother Keith G. Pemberton and sponsored by esteemed partners such as Regions Bank, the U.S. Army, Suncoast Credit Union, and the Omega Life Membership Foundation. This program brought together over 200 young men from across the globe. These participants, representing diverse backgrounds and experiences, engaged in workshops designed to tackle the critical challenges facing youth today. Key focus areas of the conference included practical workshops on budgeting, saving, and investing were led by financial experts, equipping participants with essential tools for long-term financial success. Discussions highlighted the power and pitfalls of social media, teaching attendees about online safety and personal branding. The program provided guidance on navigating the college application process, securing scholarships, and setting achievable academic goals. Workshops explored diverse career paths with insights from representatives of the U.S. Army and other professional sectors, and reinforcing the values of responsibility, respect, and resilience. Participants engaged in discussions on embodying Omega's principles of leadership and accountability. The conference left attendees with enhanced self-awareness, a clearer sense of purpose, and actionable plans for their futures. Additionally, the fraternity hosted a STEM program, a key initiative promoting education in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, organized under the leadership of Brother Lee Willis. The event featured a cybersecurity competition, a presentation by Amazon on careers in STEM, and a keynote address by Brother Adam Mangana emphasizing the importance of technological innovation. Through these programs, Omega Psi Phi reaffirmed its dedication to equipping young minds with the tools they need to thrive in an ever-evolving world. Talent Hunt. Under the leadership of Brother Larry Pugh, the Talent Hunt Masterclass, sponsored by the International Talent Hunt Foundation in partnership with the Juilliard School, was another highlight of the pre-conclave activities. And this masterclass marked the fraternity's commitment to youth talent development, providing young artists with the opportunity to refine their skills under the guidance of the world-class instructors. The Talent Hunt demonstration, held during the conclave, showcased the incredible artistry of high school-age participants. These talented young individuals captivated audiences with their performances spanning music, dance, and visual arts. Let us celebrate the winners from across our districts. First District, Ms. Palin Sue Yavuz. Second District, Ms. Michaela Jones. Third District, Mr. Joshua Bold. Fourth District, Mr. Anthony Dorsey. Fifth District, Ms. Araya McEwen. Sixth District, Ms. Kendall Gonzalez. Seventh District, Ms. Clarissa Coleman. Eighth District, Ms. Essence Cunningham Peoples. Ninth District, Mr. Jeffrey Barry. 10th District, Mr. Landon Kendrick. 12th District, Mr. Lenoy Matani. 13th District, Ms. Lydia Caitlin Pound. These young performers embodied the fraternity's commitment to nurturing talent and promoting cultural expression. The Talent Hunt program, with its rich history, continues to inspire and uplift the next generation, reinforcing the fraternity's role as a champion of the arts. Public program. The public program held on Friday, June 28, 2024, was a momentous occasion, celebrating the Our Legacy and its ongoing impact. Hosted by Omega's own brother Kwame Dow, the event paid homage to the achievements of the fraternity while recognizing the contributions of sponsors, public officials, and military personnel. Distinguished guests included Tampa Mayor Jane Castor and Santiago C. Carrada, CEO of Visit Tampa Bay. Their presence underscored the strong partnership between the fraternity and the city of Tampa. The program also featured greetings from the National Panhellenic Council's Council of Presidents, emphasizing the collaborative efforts of Greek letter organizations in advancing social and civic causes. A highlight of the program was the Omega Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which celebrated individuals who have made remarkable contributions to sports and the community. Posthumous inductees: John Borkin, pioneer track and field athlete, first HBCU athlete to win an individual medal at the Penn Relays. Mel Daniels, basketball legend with multiple ABA championships and MVP awards. Lee Elder, first African-American golfer to play in the Masters tournament. C.D. Henry, renowned athletic director and the first African-American assistant commissioner for a major athletic conference. Talmadge Hill, founder of the CIAA basketball tournament and inaugural director of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Jerome Holland, football trailblazer and college president, recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Leroy Keyes, two-time unanimous All-American and Big Ten player of the year. Steve McNair, NCAA record holder and NFL MVP. Rayfield Wright, Pro Football Hall of Famer and two-time Super Bowl champion. Living inductees: Otis Anderson, NFL legend, Super Bowl MVP and two-time Super Bowl champion. Irvin Fryer, Pro Bowl wide receiver with over 15,000 receiving yards. Keith Jackson, College Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion. Liddell Mitchell, College Football Hall of Famer and NFL receptions leader. Alonzo Mourning, NBA Hall of Famer and NCAA record holder. Robert Porcher III, Detroit Lions all-time leader in sacks and Black College Football Hall of Famer. Greg Pruitt, Heisman Trophy finalist and College Football Hall of Famer. Jimmy Reyes, groundbreaking African-American quarterback and NFL coach. Clyde Simmons, top 25 all-time in NFL sacks and current NCAA coach. Charlie Ward Jr., Heisman Trophy winner and multi-sport athlete. Gene Washington, dual sport All-American and College Football Hall of Famer. 84th Grand Conclave Step Show, also called the March Down. The Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Step Show at the 84th Grand Conclave was one of the highlights of the week. And the event showcased the creativity, precision, and unity of thought of our participating chapters. This competition brought together step teams from across the fraternity to perform intricate routines that combine rhythm, dance, and storytelling, all reflecting the rich culture, traditions, and spirit of Omega Psi Phi. The chapters that participated were 1st District, Epsilon Iota Iota Chapter, 2nd District, Pi Chapter, 3rd District, Nu Psi Chapter, 4th District, Beta Iota Chapter, 5th District, Psi Zeta Chapter, 6th District, Psi Psi Chapter, 7th District, Upsilon Psi Chapter, 8th District, Mu Nu Nu Chapter, 9th District, Beta Sigma Chapter, 10th District, Epsilon Theta Chapter, 12th District, Sigma Eta Chapter, 13th District, Theta Rho and Lambda Xi Chapter. The competition's winners included first place Beta Sigma Chapter, Southern University. Second place, Upsilon Psi Chapter, Florida A&M University. Third place, Nu Psi Chapter, Virginia State University. Fraternity actions and business results. The most important aspect of the Grand Conclave is conducting the business of the fraternity. And some 3,256 delegates from 718 chapters participated in 5 plenary sessions. And during these sessions, the body received reports from the fraternity leadership, obtained an understanding of the financial outlook of the organization, approved of the biannual budget, nominated and voted on future leaders, and voted on assorted recommendations, constitution, and bylaw changes. The 84th Grand Conclave minutes will provide a comprehensive review of the actions that took place, but I will highlight some significant items in this report. Delegates by district. The following provides the voting strength per district and the maximum voting strength overall. First District, 39. Second District, 439. Third District, 225. Fourth District, 117. Fifth District, 156. Sixth District, 385. Seventh District, 798. Eighth District, 96. Ninth District, 509. A tenth District, 235. Twelfth District, 171. A 13th District, 57, Supreme Council, 22, former Grand Basilei, 6, total maximum voting strength, 3, 256, service awards. The fraternity had the chance to acknowledge and award brothers with service awards based on their time, served, and commitment to Omega. It is important to note that all service award recipients have consistently demonstrated a steadfast commitment to the core principles of our fraternity: manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. The efforts not only exemplify the highest ideals of Omega Psi Phi, but have also significantly impacted the communities we serve for the better. And we recognize the countless hours devoted to various mandated and unscripted programs, as well as the positive influence their actions had community-wide. The exemplary service and dedication of our service award recipients have not gone unnoticed. Their impactful actions continue to inspire and uplift all who have had the privilege of working alongside them. The service award designations recognized included 25-year service awardees, 89, 30-year service awardees, 124, 35-year service awardees, 108, 40-year service awardees, 151. 45-year service awardees, 55. 50-year service awardees, 108. 55-year service awardees, 21. 60-year service awardees, 26. 65-year service awardees, 4. 70-year service awardees, 6. 75-year service awardees, 3, Memorial Service. The Omega Psi Phi Memorial Service is a solemn yet dignified tradition observed to honor the memory of our departed fraternity members. That this sacred and private ceremony reflects the deep respect and appreciation for authentic brotherhood shared among Omega men. When we wear the gloves, we do so as a somber recognition of the enduring legacy and contributions of those who have transitioned to Omega Chapter. We firmly believe across the Omega sphere that it is important to pay tribute to the countless lives, achievements, and impact of our deceased members while offering comfort and support to their families and loved ones. Grand Officer Election Winners. And the fraternity elected or reelected the following leaders for the 2024-2026 term of office: on Grand Basileus, Ricky L. Lewis, 12th District, reelected. First Vice Grand Basileus, Mark E. Jackson, 3rd District, reelected. Second Vice Grand Basileus, Joshua Jenkins, 7th District, elected. Grand Keeper of Records and Seal, Sherman Charles, 2nd District, reelected. Grand Counselor, Clement Ozemitha, 9th District, reelected. Grand Keeper of Finance, Lee Rideout, 2nd District, elected. Undergraduate Representative election winners. Undergraduate Representative to the Supreme Council, Zion Strickland, for 3rd District, elected. Undergraduate representation to the Supreme Council, Brandon Dixon, 8th District, elected. Undergraduate representation to the Supreme Council, Jalen Martin, 9th District, elected. Approved Constitution and Bylaws, changes and recommendations during the 84th Grand Conclave held in Tampa, Florida. Significant actions were approved by the delegates during the plenary sessions. These changes, which include updates to the Constitution and bylaws, as well as policies and procedures aimed to shape the future of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Inc., and it operates. Below is a summary of key updates. Constitution change. Delegate count determination date. A chapter's number of additional delegates for the Grand Conclave will now be determined based on the number of financial members 45 days before the start of the Grand Conclave. Bylaw changes. Chapter formation requirements. A minimum of 8 members is required to establish a chapter, except for colleges, universities with fewer than 5% African-American undergraduate males. In such cases, a downward departure can be requested to establish a chapter with fewer members. In line with campus recognition requirements. Eligibility for membership selection process, MSP. Revised eligibility criteria for undergraduate candidates include completion of 30-plus college credit hours from an accredited institution. At least one semester is completed at the institution where the chapter is chartered. A minimum GPA of 1.5 on a 3.0 scale, 2.5 on a 4.0 scale, or 3.5 on a 5.0 scale. Full-time enrollment toward a baccalaureate degree. Re-established or existing undergraduate chapters with fewer than 5 members are exempt from being deemed inactive, provided all members are in good standing. Restoration of duties to the Grand Counselor. The Grand Counselor is now explicitly tasked with interpreting the Constitution and bylaws upon request from the Grand Conclave, Grand Basileus, Supreme Council, or committee members. Approved policies and procedures recommendations. MSP chapter voting. All financial members of a chapter are eligible to vote on whether the chapter will conduct a membership selection process, an MSP. Post-initiation education. The development of a mandatory virtual webinar as basic training for all new initiates, neophytes, is now required. Implementation of annual classroom training for all new members with tracking and consequences for noncompliance is also required, as is the establishment of a quality assurance review for continuing education compliance. Undergraduate GPA reporting. Automated GPA submissions will now be integrated into QZone, providing accessible reports for chapter advisors, international committee members, and Supreme Council members. Paying homage to our founders, the Grand Conclave Founders Banquet was yet another avenue to highlight their lasting contributions. At the International Achievement Committee, under the leadership of Brother Bernard Clayton Jr., announced and honored the Achievement Week awardees at this event. Those honorees were Citizen of the Year Award, Senator Richard Dick Durbin, 10th District. Superior Service Award, Bro Marcel Clark, 10th District. Founders Lifetime Achievement Award, Bro Sylvester Wilkins, 7th District. Brigadier General Charles Young Leadership Award, Bro Carlos Leonard Bates, 7th District. Graduate Chapter of the Year, Zeta Beta, Beta Chapter, 7th District. Undergraduate Chapter of the Year, Upsilon Psi, Chapter 7th District. large graduate chapter of the year Theta Phi, Chapter 7th District. Dr. Ernest Everett, just undergraduate, chapter advisor, Brof. Michael Thomas Durrett, senior, 10th District. Undergraduate Omega Man of the Year, Brof. Ryan M. Thomas, 10th District. Graduate Omega Man of the Year, Bro, Marquis D.P. Sagnia, 10th District. Chapter 5. Chapter 6, the Grand Conclave was a financial success that exceeded all expectation. For a full financial analysis, please visit the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Inca webpage at opf.org in the Brothers Only section to review the financial results. We are incredibly grateful for the generous support of the following sponsors, as their partnerships have allowed us to increase our reach and impact. Our sponsors included 7th District, AARP, AIDS Healthcare Foundation, Alzheimer's Foundation, Amazon, American Red Cross, Bethel Culture Brands, Because of Them We Can, Collins Aerospace, Delta Airlines, Genentech Pharmaceuticals, Good Health Wins, Huntsman Family Foundation, Jostens, the J.P. Morgan Chase and Co. Lowry Family Fund, Macy's OHUB, Omega Life Membership Foundation, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Federal Credit Union, Pine Hill Consulting, Incorp Players Coalition, Regions Bank, Suncoast Credit Union Foundation, U.S. Bank, United States Army, United States Navy, United States Secret Service, U.S. Bank, Visit Tampa Bay, Vertex Pharmaceuticals. Their support not only enriched our conclave with a purpose, but also helped us to foster growth within our community.
In conclusion, there are a lot of people to thank for putting on such an amazing 84th Grand Conclave. Because there were so many who played a role in supporting and executing our largest conclave ever, we simply say thank you to everyone.